or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's ELKMONT Trading Company. Tigers.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
Some sandwiches are good. This one, it hits different. Meet the roast beef and cheddar, stacked with savory roast beef, crispy onions, and sharp cheddar cheese, all stacked up with bold horseradish sauce. And now, it's toasted. That means hot, melty goodness in every bite. Roast beef and cheddar. Bigger, bolder, toastier. Only at Jimmy John's.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. 654-767. You want to get in. See, this is the kind of ridiculous things you get. Okay, this texter, right? And what I said about Cal Raleigh, he says, you're full of crap. Judge is the clear MVP. Okay, you're a homer, a Yankee fan. He says, Raleigh barely hitting 240. Judge hitting. Look, I know all about what Judge is hitting, and I know what he's done. And I've said many times, he's a worthy MVP candidate in any other year. He is not winning the MVP this year. Cal Raleigh is the clear MVP. If you don't understand that, you don't understand anything about baseball, nor the history of baseball, nor the difficulty in playing that position. He's a catcher. There is a physical demand to playing that position that has never allowed any other player in the entire history of the game to even approach what he's done. I just went through this. Were you not paying attention? The most home runs ever hit by a catcher is either 48 or 49, and Bench is second. The great Johnny Bench with 45. After that, you go down to 41 and 40. Those are the numbers. Only 8 times in the history of Major League Baseball has a catcher even hit 40. He has 60. So this is the answer, Ramon. And then this is this guy's answer. It's okay. The Mets collapsed and didn't make the playoffs. Don't take it on and judge. Again, what does that have to do with the Mets? I have no idea. No one has said the Mets suck more than me. So you're a little late to the dance. It's sort of stupid. It's sort of a ridiculous comment. And I'm not taking anything out on Judge. I've done nothing but respect Judge and respect his season and his whole career and talked nothing but glowingly about Aaron Judge. The person, the player, over and over and over again, he's not the MVP, no matter what you think. It's going to Cal Raleigh. That's why. Catchers have a demand, a physical demand, that prevents these type of seasons. And he has overcome all of that, and the Mariners are smack in the middle of the playoffs. That's why he's going to win the MVP. That's why. It's not hard to understand. I mean, the Mets have two catchers, Ramon, who can't play more than 10 games without getting hurt. You know, and that's the nature of that position. It's just such a physically demanding position that it prevents these offensive explosions. What Cal Raleigh did is historic. It's never been done. No one's ever come close to it. No one will ever come close to it again, including him. Including him. He will never do this again. He will never, ever approach 60 home runs again. In fact, you can book on the fact next year he'll be lucky to hit 40. Garnet and Gold, and then Jay. We have 22 minutes left in the auction. Let's go. Somebody come up and pick that up. It's a great opportunity from Engineered Sleep. It's just unbelievable. Garnet and Gold, how are you?
I'm good. You know why Cal Raleigh is such an amazing catcher, right?
What's that?
Because he went to Florida State.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, come on now. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Buster Posey, you know, we pipelined MLB. Yeah. Oh, it was a rough weekend for me and my teams. Tampa.
Yeah. Well, look, you're going to have another chance. I mean, the Miami game is an enormous opportunity.
Yeah, it is. And Castellanos has already been talking junk. Did you see what he said? He said Cam Ward's gone. He said Cam Ward's gone. He said, I'm as good as Cam Ward, and I'm a heck of a lot better than Carson Beck.
No, I did not. He did not say that.
He did. I'm paraphrasing it, but he talked about how great Cam Ward was. Y'all had a great quarterback last year. He said, and I'm as good as Ward, but I'm way better than Beck is.
Oh, man.
You remember he talked junk before the season. He was saying, you know, you don't have Saban to save you to Alabama. So maybe this one will come to fruition as well. I don't know. But, man, he popped that out there yesterday.
I need to find that because I haven't seen that comment. I'm trying to search for that. I'm trying to search for that right now.
Okay.
It's not coming up. So go ahead.
Okay. If I find it, I can send it over to you. I'm wanting to see them. I mean, Cromwell got a few runs here and there. Like, you know, they're not using him heavily, but I'd like to see him get more touches because I think he's just is just going to be a beast of running back by the time he's a junior.
He's a beast right now. I mean, the reality is that every single team in America would kill to have him. And I think every single team in America recruited him. I mean, he is an absolute freak of nature. And you know what? Sawchuk's pretty good too. I mean, Sawchuk was he was great against UVA. He really was.
Yeah, the offense I'm not worried about. It's just defensively.
Yeah,
we got to have a little bit better showing. Yeah,
you got trucked. I mean, you were doing the trucking in the second quarter, and then as the game went on, you got trucked.
Yeah, exactly. But those Virginia running backs look pretty decent. I don't know if they are. I hadn't watched any Virginia. Oh, okay. I've never watched them before Friday.
Yep.
So I just was, like, amazed. I said, either our offense, our defense is and they look bad, but with those two guys running, I was like, is it our defense or are they just good?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. And then, you know, the defense for Tampa was, you know, just as bad, too. And I just don't get – so Philadelphia must have a horseshoe or something up their rear end, because they just, as a 4-0 team, just are the luckiest 4-0 team I've ever seen.
They are. Yeah, they actually are the luckiest 4-0 team ever.
Yeah, because, I mean, when we had a chance.
Hey, let me just pause you for a second, Garden and Gold. Let me pause you for a second, because I only have 18 minutes left in this auction.
Okay.
I'm going to do a buy it now of $3,000. Somebody gets in right now, make it your own for $3,000. Incredible cause. You can take it home. The engineered sleep mattress, the value's up to $4,300, so you would get an incredible value and still contribute in a big way towards saving lives. And again, that type of donation could potentially save the lives of as many as 5 or 6 women. So I will take a $3,000 buy it now close on it if someone wants to make it yours right now. All right, so go ahead, Garnet and Gold.
And I'll be putting in some money.
Great.
Tomorrow I'm driving, so I just got back from Atlanta. Talk about road rage. Ugh. Worst traffic in the country. Right. Well, LA's bad, but Atlanta's terrible.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. But so we're inside the 20, and I'm just sitting there.
Ramona, I don't like the traffic through Pendleton. Let alone Atlanta.
Clemson Boulevard.
Yeah,
Clemson
right.
Clemson Boulevard.
Yeah. I got stories
where
about
I live.
That.
Yeah. But Baker, you know, he's no picks, and then inside of 20, I was like, it's probably the time he's going to do it. He did made a bad decision to try to throw the ball to Godwin in the end zone. Ball gets picked off, and the steam that we had, the momentum we had been building to come back. I knew 3 games in a row coming back that sooner or later it's going to bite you in the rear end whenever you're down that late and trying to fight and force your way to do it. So we got Seattle this weekend. I really don't know what to think about Seattle. I've seen them. I've watched all the games. So
I think they're pretty good. I think they're vastly improved, and Darnold's playing well. And so it ought to be an interesting game. And it's in Seattle, so – I think they have an advantage.
Yeah, I agree. I just, I'm just hoping that Bucky's not hurt. They said, hey, MRI hadn't had a chance today to look and, see the updates on that.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's, because we need him. I mean, him and Rashad just are really complimentary. The way that they do, So, but all right, man. Well, if I find that quote link to it, I'll send it to you on Twitter.
Yeah, thank you, Garden Gold. Appreciate that. Texter said it's like the Heisman year with Lamar and Deshaun. He was more important to the team, right? I mean, that's the year that Cal Raleigh is having. He is having the greatest year in the history of catcherdom, and that's why he's going to win the MVP. It's not that Aaron Judge isn't great. Aaron Judge is incredible. I mean, he's the he and Otani are the players of this era, and you could choose either one. And, Judge was on pace earlier this year to potentially win the Triple Crown, and then you would have really had a conversation. And I think he's tremendous, and I think he's a tremendous human being, and I think you give him the MVP almost every year. But he's not going to win it this year because you have a historical season by a catcher, and that's not going to be ignored. And the fact that Seattle's in the playoff is not going to be ignored. They're going to give Cal Raleigh the MVP, and it's probably not going to be as close as you think. Okay, here's where we are. Again, we're coming to the end. It's 6:15. Engineered Sleep, the best bed manufacturer on the planet, has very generously made an incredible donation with a value of up to $4,300. These are your choices. You can go to engineeredsleep.com and check out the beds right now. You can get a king-size bed with a value right up to that mark. And right now, the winning bid, the leading bid, is $2,250. So we're nowhere near that figure. So the next bid has to be at least $2,500. Again, at exactly 6:30, I will close this auction. If you don't have your bid in by exactly 6:30 in 5 seconds, if you don't have your bid in by that point, it is closed. So therefore, I need you to get in. Somebody comes strong. I'll take a $3,000 buy it now. That's just $750 up. That's still $1,300 below the retail value. So somebody come in and make that yours for the $3,000 right now. And if not, I need a bid of at least $2,500 to continue the auction before the final bell rings at 6:30. So somebody, let's go. Somebody come in strong and make it your own. Jay and Anderson. Jay, how are you, Jay?
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Jay. Thank you for getting in. I appreciate that.
I've listened to you for like 20 years, and I have the utmost respect for the amount of work and the talent you have at analysis and all. But one issue I have is you give Trevor Lawrence a hard time, and I get it. He's underachieved. But Justin Haber, what has he done? I mean, he's barely over 500 and has never won a playoff game or not anything of significance. So I'm just curious.
He's a much better player. He's a much better player. I mean, in every way. I mean,
What has he achieved?
Well, it's not about achieving because again, he played for my mind.
Oh, it's not about achieving.
Jay, are you gonna let me answer you?
Sure, go ahead.
He played for the worst coach in the National Football League, and that's why he was fired. I mean, a guy who's Justin Herbert was putting up enough points to win every game, and his defense was allowing 30 points per game in the National Football League. And so that's how they made the decision to go away from him and bring in Harbaugh. He's played for like 8 different – now, both quarterbacks have played for a bunch of different offensive coordinators. But the problem with Trevor is his numbers have been terrible. I mean, his numbers, statistically speaking, put him like dead last in the National Football League last year or second to last in almost every category. And he's just made way too many mental mistakes, and he's just got to get better. And maybe he is now. Maybe he has the right staff, and maybe he's going to get better, and maybe he'll finally start to play up to his ability. But, I mean, I think most people agree that Herbert is one of the two or three best talents that, you know, maybe the league's ever seen.
Based on what? What has he won?
He's
barely over 500.
I just explained
years.
It, Jay. I just explained it. All right, Jay, thank you. I don't know. I mean, he says all these nice things, Ramon, and then he wants to interrupt me with every word. I don't know what was going on there. He stopped speaking, and I started to get I don't know what that was, like a generator starting up or what that was. I don't know. I appreciate the kind words, Jay, but I don't really think there's a comparison in those two players right now at all. I think Trevor has a lot to prove about playing the position, and Justin Herbert has things to prove, too. But I think that the talent with Herbert is just absolutely obvious. And you know, again, from a talent standpoint, if you're ranking these guys in the National Football League, Herbert would be one or two. You know, he'd be above Mahomes, and he'd be maybe behind Josh Allen. And that's probably close from a talent standpoint. But, you know, again, I think the change that is made has certainly benefited Herbert. And we'll see what happens moving forward. All right, here's where we are again. I think that when you look at where we are, we have 10 minutes left. I need a close it bid of $3,000 or an upgrade bid of $2,500 or more. I would take that. Tiger Guy Andy said he sounds like my wife trying to defend Cade. that's funny. Yeah, I don't know. Dexter said Austin says based on achievements, then I guess Marino is on a par with Trevor. Quick break. Lumby, you're up first. This is as we get back. There's still time for you to get in, man. We got to catch up on some business, too. I don't know how we're going to do all this in the next few minutes. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey. In fact, Ramon, I'm going to do this when we get back. Walt Tiptoe, Broad Rage, quick break.
Attention, listeners. Are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? At PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System, and it helped me lose 67 pounds in only 26 weeks. The PhD plan helps you burn fat first, not sugar. No starving, no risky drugs, no endless workouts. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism. And for radio listeners only, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee. You'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free. They'll even cover the cost of your food during the program. And just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. This guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Give them a call today, 864-644-1900, and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today, 864-990-3075. American Door Masters, for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Do you have trouble getting in and out of the bathtub? Are you afraid you'll slip and fall entering or exiting a tub? SafeStep walk-in tubs can transform your bathtub from an area of concern to a calming refuge. Call them today at 1-800-731-4558 and save $1,600. SafeStep walk-in tubs and showers are proudly made in Tennessee and offer an ultra-low step-in, avoiding that difficult climb over a traditional bathtub wall. They also offer a variety of therapeutic benefits that may help soothe your aching muscles and joints, increasing your mobility, boosting your energy, and improving your sleep. SafeStep walk-in tubs are designed to easily fit your existing tub space and are often installed in as little as one day. Just dial 1-800-731-4558 today to save $1,600 and receive a free shower package. That's 1-800-731-4558 for a free no-obligation consultation and to save $1,600. Safe Step walk-in tubs. Safety never felt so good.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Waltip to the road rage. John is 3.5 minutes or so away from getting one of the greatest deals of all time. I can't believe we're only at $2,250 on a deal that is worth up to $4,300 from our friends at Engineered Sleep. They're absolutely the best manufacturers of mattresses anywhere on the planet. Their mattresses last. You go read the reviews on them. They're incredible. They're basically all five stars. That's Engineered Sleep. And again, your options are limitless. And you could just do your shopping on the website. They have so many choices. You can choose queen, king, anything you want. Again, up to a $4,300 value, which is unbelievable. And you have just 3 minutes left, exactly 3 minutes, to get in and make this yours, to up John's bid and to make it your own. Again, if you're not sleeping well, what a great opportunity to get the best mattresses known to mankind at an incredible discount and to donate to our cause. We got 2,500, Ramona, right now up there. So, John, we have texter 617 with a bid of 2,500. So, John, you have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to up that if you'd like, to make your own. Again, the 3,000 was buy it now. So if I get a 3,000, that'll close it. If not, we've got some competition now heating up right at the end. And Lumby and others, I'm going to get to you in a minute. But let me just take this through the last couple minutes. Do we have something else, Ramona?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. Again, I need a bid of $2,750 now, or a bid of $3,000 to ensure that it's yours. So you have that from Texter 617, Ramona?
Yes.
That's Brian. Brian is back in. Brian from Wayne's over at Doors is back in. So how about that? That's what we're talking about, Brian. Thank you very much. All right. So Brian is in at $2,500. A $3,000 bid will close it. Other than that, I need $2,750 to jump over Brian. There's 1 minute and 20 seconds left. Lumby, I'm going to get to you in a minute, but I'm not going to go away from this until I close it. So just hang on in there another minute because I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss any late bid that counts, and I also don't want to go past that time. Because I've already promised that I would never do that in an auction. So you have exactly 1 minute. If I see something in 1 minute on the phone line or the text line, otherwise Brian is going to win it at $2,500. He is in the lead. You have 50 seconds left, exactly 50 seconds. Again, just a great opportunity from Engineered Sleep. Brian is going to sleep like a baby after working the over at Doors business all day long. And we appreciate that, Brian. Again, you have 34 seconds exactly to try and top that bid. Brian, the leader at 2,500. I need at least 2,750, and 3,000 would close it. If I see either of those pop up in the next 20 seconds, we'll have a different winner. But right now, Brian hanging on with 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Brian wins. Brian, congratulations. Well done, John. We thank you for your bids, and we appreciate everybody else who contributed in the auction. So what a great deal for Brian, and what a great cause. Brian saved lives today with the $2,500 bid to win the auction from Engineered Sleep. Thank you, John. Thank you, Brian. We appreciate that very much. And thank you, John, and all the other bidders. All right, back to the program. Lumby, how are you, Lumby?
Doing good, Walt. Doing real good. Glad to get in. It's been a while.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
You know, it's a great cause. I can't do the high dollar bids, but if you can, it's for a great cause, man.
And like I say all the time, if everyone listening within the sound of my voice donated $5, the auction would be over in 2 minutes. The campaign would be over. The campaign would be over in 2 minutes, not the auction. The whole campaign would be over.
It would. And you know my story, but
yeah,
you know, that's not what I'm in for. But, you know, congratulations to Brian and anybody that's listening to me, man, donate. It's a good cause.
Yep.
Screw the football season. You know, it's for a good cause. Football and cancer, two different things. But, you know, what I'm calling in for is Mizzou. I hadn't got to call in. We're doing pretty good.
Great.
You know,
it starts with the OI Drinkwitz. It starts with the LA Drinkwitz.
For real. I saw a tweet. Maybe he'll go to Florida. I still think that's a possibility, but maybe we got something to do.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, you did. Just curious, what do you think the ceiling is? I mean, we have a lot of ranked games in the last the next few. We got Alabama on the 11th. I think we're better than Alabama.
I think you'll beat Alabama. Real. I do. I'll be picking Missouri in that game. I like the team. I like Prabula. I think that Eli Drinkwitz is a witch.
Yep, I do too. But and again, I won't keep you long. But the Lions, man. You know, a lot of people, even people on the station, think that they're not for real. But I think that they have the best roster, and the Ravens are proving that they have
a
lot of holes. Yeah, they do, and I think, you know, this might be the year. I mean, I really do. But
yeah, I think so.
Well, I just mostly wanted to get in with the campaign. I try to call on the first every year. It's a great cause. Cancer sucks. It'll affect everybody. It really will in some way or another. But y'all do a great job. I'm in Atlanta right now, but I wish I could be out at one of the remotes. But y'all do a great job. And love the station. And go Mizzou. Go Detroit. And I hope Clemson can get it together, but we got to prove it.
Thank you,
Have
Lumbee.
A good one, man.
Thank you, Lumbee. And that's coming from a man who has experienced cancer himself, friend of mine, and has gone through cancer himself. Was treated down in Vanderbilt, as a matter of fact. Hey, let me tell you about Gary and Jeannie Mahaffey. They own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. That's insurance for seniors and disabled. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness and service quality and the availability, which are all trademarks of this company. You've heard the many testimonials from his customers who call into the show, call into the station. Gary and his gang will always take the time for you. You are consecutive callers one day about Gary Mahaffey on air, which was really incredible. If you're aging into Medicare and you don't have Gary Mahaffey on your side, you're making an enormous mistake. I'm telling you right now. Gary is a salt-of-the-earth human being. No one knows this process more than Gary. I mean, he's changed his own plan 11 straight years just so he knows everything that's in it that he can convey to you. Gary is behind each of his agents, always available to you by phone or in his office. Gary and his agent service always comes at no cost to you. Call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will 100% thank me later. Dexter said, Jay is out there taking Trent Dill for Nick Foles over Josh and Lamar Jackson, and he ain't budging. That's pretty funny. He says, how many Robert Horry posters does he have in his bedroom? That's just wrong. It's funny, but it's wrong. John said, hey, well, I lost the auction. How can I donate $500? I didn't need a new mattress anyway. How about that, Ramona? How about that? Help John out. He wants to donate $500. And that's amazing, John. So we appreciate that. And that's absolutely wonderful. So thank you. Thank you very much. Before we get going again, and you can get in if you'd like, let me take care of some more business because we've gotten behind with the auction. Let me tell you, am I going here? Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Hey, listen, football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher and lower in stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I'm not in yet, but I will be in because I'm in every day. And right now on Underdog, not only do you have the advantage of this incredible bonus of $100 when you make your first $5 play using code Road Rage, all in capital letters, Road Rage, all in capital letters. But right now on Underdog, you have an unlimited 30% profit boost. And you also have a 50% profit boost with a $50 max. Those are both, those are dueling promos right at the same time. You can take advantage of either or both. And I've just learned that all October is Boost-tober, where Underdog is going to have boosts every single day. You can bet your bottom dollar that if Underdog is having boosts every day, Mr. Road Rage will be playing boosts every day. Because I am Mr. Boost, and now when I have my own month, I have Boostober. I have my own month. How about that? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider the apply. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You can get in if you want. Let me congratulate Brian, and let me thank the good folks at Engineered Sleep for their incredible donation. And Brian is going to enjoy the greatest night's sleep on earth after a hard day's work. So how about that? Ramona, I want to track back to last week's games that were in the contest, not so much for the contest. The contest was a disaster for me last week after I won the two prior weeks. So I won once and I tied the other and went 15-5. And then last week I got everything wrong. And the funny thing is that I normally go by my gut instinct. Last week I went more analytics based and I paid a price. It was a yards per play and yards per play allowed, week for me, and it did not go well. I will go back to my instincts and knowledge this week and we'll see if we fare better. but I want to talk about the games themselves and some of the games that we haven't talked about. We discussed some of them, but not all of them. Like one game we didn't discuss is USC and Illinois. I know that was on the contest, wasn't it?
Which one? I think so, yes.
Yeah, USC and Illinois. I want to discuss that game a little bit and let me know what the other games were in the contest, because honestly, I don't remember. I have no idea at this point. And while you are pulling that up, let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. If you don't know what you're going to eat tonight, let me make a suggestion. Moretti's, that's right, Moretti's, for real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings. You don't need to worry. You don't have to drive 12 hours to Western New York. You just need to get to Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. I promise you'll thank me later. Their pizza's amazing. It's thicker than New York-style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a stone oven. I had the Greek pizza. Ramona had a different specialty pizza. They were incredible. We exchanged a couple pieces. Awesome. The Buffalo wings, real authentic Buffalo, New York recipes. The original owner was from Buffalo. He's retired, but he's still around. And look, our good friends have taken it over, and no one does it better. Listen, those Buffalo wings, juicy inside with that spicy, buttery kick and tangy finish. And have you ever heard of beef on whack? You have if you listen to this show. If not, you had to go to Buffalo. But it's thinly sliced roast beef cooked 8 hours, cooked to perfection, sliced thin, piled high on a Cumberwick bun. That's a sea salt caraway bun. It's served with horseradish sauce on the side, served with au juice for dunking as well. Trust me, an absolute must try. Other people tell me about the Mama's Italian Beef. Is that it? I haven't had that yet. I'm sure it's great. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, the enormous fish fry Fridays, so much more. And yes, a full bar in a family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and the restaurant are divided. Sports fans, it's your spot as well. They broadcast every single Clemson play, every single Clemson game, every single NFL game, and your team. Whatever your team is, if it's on, they'll find it for you. And they have one whole wall that's nothing but monitors, but they can put yours on next to you too. The Little John Coliseum table, check that out while you're there. Made from the original Little John Coliseum 4. It's Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
After a week away, Clemson football is back on Saturday as the Tigers travel to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. And we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show, Tiger tailgate show at 9 a.m. with Faxon and crew. Then at noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the game. And Donnell Clark and I will take you through postgame with the fifth quarter show. All in a day's work on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Harrison's is the home of work, Western, and wow! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to wow on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual styles to wow any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low, Ace Plumbing's a name everybody knows. Ace Home.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
For 85 years, Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative has empowered rural communities through quality service and reliability. We've grown to serve over 74,000 meters across 7,500 miles of power lines. Connect with us on social media and celebrate this special anniversary as we look back through our history with an eye towards maximizing our community's future. Blue Ridge Electric, a co-op built on service, wired to deliver.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Swamp Fox Distilling in Pendleton is partnered with The Roar, and we're raising money for Tigers for Tatas. Throughout the entire month of October, they're donating 50% of their sales of orange and vanilla all-in rum and all-pink merchandise. They also have raffle baskets that include rum bottles signed by head coach Dabo Sweeney and others. Visit Swamp Fox Distilling, located at 128 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton on the Square. Open Thursday through Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
began. I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage, we're back. How about this? We have Dan from Charleston who owns an indoor pickleball facility and wants to donate basically a party opportunity for 20 people in that area. So we'll see what we do with that. And it's just the generosity of people never ceases to amaze me. I mean, we had John who lost out on the mattress bid but still wanted to help and is donating $500. How about that? And by the way, we'll have a major auction item tomorrow. Major, major, major auction item coming tomorrow. It has nothing to do with Clemson football, but a major, major auction item coming tomorrow. We had this same item, I believe, last year, and there was a competition for it. So I expect there to be competition again. So let's plan on really picking that up and plan on joining me tomorrow for that. Hey, let me tell you about my friend Nick Lavery. Now located at 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, by Mellon Rushman and Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Nick will get you the help you deserve. He is the help you deserve. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. He's also the kind of person you want to do business with. I mean, every year Nick donates generously to this campaign. He donates auction items that we have auctioned for thousands and thousands of dollars. And it's that type of person and generosity that makes him special. And that's why he's been such a staple in the entire community for over 25 years in the upstate of South Carolina. If you've been charged with DUI, you're going to need Nick Lavery. You're going to need a quality South Carolina lawyer to represent you in court. Doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to face those charges. And you're going to need Nick Lavery. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, any sort of accident. The consultation and phone call are completely free. Let Nick Lavery evaluate your case. Don't do what I did. You know, I wrote it off. I toughed it out. I rubbed dirt on it. I went home when everyone, all the police and emergency personnel wanted me to go to the hospital. I didn't. I was stubborn because that's who I am, and I drove a totaled vehicle home. I shouldn't have done any of that. And to this day, and this happened, I don't know, a year ago, I guess it wasn't even that long ago, I'm suffering from some sort of lower back pain on my right side that I didn't have before. So, you know, let Nick Lavery evaluate your case and your situation. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision of a wrongful death lawsuit, it's vital to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will help you get it. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. Look, it doesn't mean they're a bad kid. Kids get in trouble. It happens. Just call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He'll sort it all out. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. That's L-A-V-E-R-Y, nicklaverylaw.com. You'll 100% thank me later. Trust me. All right, Ramona, I want to take a look at those games from last week. You know, the USC-Illinois game, I think we learned several things in that particular game. I think one of the things that we learned is that USC is still a bit of a fraud. Now, I grant you that was at Illinois, but this is a week after Indiana beat that Illinois team by 60 points or whatever they beat them by. It was truly horrific from the Illini standpoint. So I think you give them credit, first of all, because they bounced back in a big way. And I knew a Bielma team would bounce back, and they did. I just I thought USC still had too much offense for them. That was the wrong thought, because basically this looked like some of the USC games from recent years where they just get bullied, and Illinois just bullied USC. And, you know, USC's got some talent now defensively, and, you know, you thought that defense was going to be a little better, and on paper it had been a little better, but they hadn't really been tested. And the reality is, anybody who watched that game knows Illinois probably should have won that game by 14 points. It never should have come down to the end. They did find a way to win, and they deserved to win. They were a deserving winner. They were the better football team, period. And USC has a lot more offense, but Illinois sort of stymied that run game that had been so prolific for USC in the early season, and USC sort of came right back down to life. And I think we all bumped USC out of our map poll, and with good reason. They just didn't look the part in any way, and the Fighting Illini rose. They're back in the poll, and I think deservedly so. I think they were 20th in our poll, and I thought they played the part. They played the part. They looked the part. I think you give them credit for really bouncing back. And I think USC and Lincoln Riley is still an unknown. I mean, I think offensively they look good, but I think defensively, even though they've got a few dudes, they still are a challenge defense, and I think they can still be out-physical. And the Big Ten is not a good league if you can be out-physical. It's a long way to go to get your A handed to you on a platter. And even though that game was close on the final score, it was not close in terms of how it was played. Illinois was the obvious better team. They were clearly the more physical team. They controlled every element of that game. And like I said, they probably should have won by 14 or 17 points. And I picked USC. So that was a bad play, and not one I'm likely to make again. I'm not a big fan of what's going on at USC, and I think we got another dose of that on Saturday. I will 100%, Dan. I 100%, and we will absolutely let you know on all that, Dan, and we'll talk a little further with you as well off of air. But thank you very much. Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Listen, it's the end of summer sale spectacular. Spin to win, up to 6 payments being taken care of by our friends at Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Save up to 15 grand on new F-150. Save up to 15 grand on new Rams. You can compare and contrast them right there. How about that? Or save up to $20,000 on new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle and you can still spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. 864-888-1200. You 100% will thank me later. All right, Ramona, what else did we have on the big slate last week? On the disastrous
the next
slate?
One's Louisville at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you know, Pittsburgh had a 17-point lead in this game. I mean, I had several of those games. Pittsburgh led 17-0, Ramona, and found a way to lose. They found a way to lose by bumbling, stumbling, fumbling. You know, it was not a good game for either Pittsburgh quarterback in reality. And Louisville made a comeback. I don't know whether you credit Louisville in this or whether you say that's on Pitt for basically giving that game away. Either way, I wound up a loser in that deal. And Louisville moves on, and Pittsburgh takes a really tough loss in a game they probably should not have lost. So that's not good. That's no good, and that's what happened. All right, what else?
The next one is Ohio State at Washington.
You know, this was a pretty interesting game for a while. I thought Washington would keep this close, and for a long time, they did. In fact, they led 3-0 until, like, the final 2 minutes of the first half. And I think they gave up, if memory serves, I think they gave up a late touchdown. And then the second half, Ohio State just sort of started to put the Python squeeze on them. You know, look, my belief about this game was that Washington had the talent at quarterback, running back, and wide receiver to compete with Ohio State. And I think we saw that. You know, I think you can make an argument that their trio was as good as Ohio State's trio, without question. And Ohio State, you know, I mean, you're seeing more of Bo Jackson at running back at Ohio State. You're seeing more of that. But I think when you look at that game and even going into that game, the one question I had from a Washington standpoint was, were they fighting out of their weight class? In other words, I like everything about Washington. I love the quarterback. I love the running back. I love the wide receiver. They have stars at each of those positions. And I love the home field advantage. And I think they're well coached by Fish. So I like everything about that football team. I debated whether to rank them preseason, as we discussed back then. But the one question I had playing Ohio State, were they just playing out of their weight class? And what I meant by that and what I expressed on Friday was, does Ohio State just have too much overall talent still for Washington at this point, even though Washington could more than match the star power? And I think the answer to that was yes. I think we learned the answer to that. Washington, really interesting team, really interesting skill talent, well coached, but just doesn't have the overall talent that Ohio State has, and that's, you know, why they suffered that loss. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever your issue might be, it's a personal matter. Don't move to Idaho and live off the grid. Don't get eaten by a bear. Call David Green right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He knows all the options so you can take your life back. Where they put liens on your property, garnish your wages. We have an audit coming up. It doesn't matter. David can help you. David understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program. It'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, Len McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. You will 100% thank me later. So do that. And, of course, tell them we sent you, because that's how this all works. All right, Ramona, what else we have?
Hang on 1 second. I had to go away from it.
Oh, let's sure.
Okay, the next one is LSU at Mississippi.
Who? Just out of curiosity, who did you take in that game?
I took LSU.
Yeah, I did too. I think in hindsight, it was a big mistake. I think, you know, my expectation was that Nussmeier could hurt Ole Miss, whether LSU was fully functional at running back or not. That's the wrong expectation. The quarterback advantage actually went to Ole Miss, and it did so because Nussmeier is not right. But, you know, that's something that we had seen going in, so should have expected that. I don't know what LSU is right now. I'm not optimistic about them at all at this point. I dumped them badly in the map poll this week. I think I dumped them, I want to say, maybe to 17. I don't have that right in front of me at the moment, but I dumped them severely because I just don't think they look the part right now. I mean, their defense is still pretty good, but their offense right now is just not good in any way, shape, or form. And I have my doubts as to whether it's going to be. I mean, a texter wrote me earlier today and was talking about what he had heard and that he had heard that Nussmeier had a pretty severe injury from LSU sources. And if that's the case, I mean, I'm not sure he should even be playing. So I don't think it bodes well for LSU the rest of the year at this point. I think they have other losses headed their way. By the way, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Overtime with Ashby is coming up in mere moments, and you'll want to stay put for that. She does a great job. Wall tip to a rotor.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients.